USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What's called a compromise immigration bill could see a vote in the U.S. House today. The Republican-crafted measure would keep migrant families from being separated at the border, and House GOP whip Steve Scalise says the bill would also pay for President Trump's border wall and would strengthen immigration enforcement inside the U.S. Scalise says it's not clear whether Democrats will go for it.
What the Democrats want is amnesty and open borders, and that's really what it's come down to, and they don't want to build the wall.
Scalise was speaking on Fox and Friends. Another U.S. Supreme Court ruling comes down, this one dealing a big blow to labor unions. In a 5-4 decision, the high court justices said non-active members of public sector unions do not have to pay dues. That ruling overturns a long-standing precedent. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Pay.
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Pay.
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Pay.
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Pay.
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Voters in six states cast primary ballots yesterday. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney winning a primary in Utah for the Republican nomination to succeed Senate Democrat Orrin Hatch.
We're absolutely convinced that America is the greatest nation on earth.
Romney's November opponent will be Salt Lake City Council member Jenny Wilson. And a big upset in New York in a Democratic primary, 10-term Congressman Joe Crowley was defeated by activist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Democrats are smarting after the Supreme Court rules to uphold President Trump's controversial travel ban. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says it's just plain wrong.
This ruling did not make us any safer.
By a 5-4 ruling, the justices affirming the travel ban, which restricts immigration and travel to the U.S. from eight nations, six of them largely Muslim. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
National Security Advisor John Bolton's in Moscow today, where he's to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. And Putin's spokesman tells the Washington Post that Putin is to speak with Bolton about plans for a summit between the Russian president and President Trump, something that's expected to happen when Trump visits Europe next month. Officials identify the body of a man found in the Fairlawn, New Jersey home of the NFL New York Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins yesterday morning. As police say it's a homicide investigation, neighbors say they're surprised by the news, saying Jenkins has always been very well liked in the neighborhood.
He's quiet, he's respectful, he keeps to himself. But if you say hi to him or engage him, he'll engage you nicely.
The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office says the man was 25-year-old Rene Roosevelt, a family friend who'd been staying at the home, but Jenkins has been in Florida and was not home when police received the 911 report about a body found in the basement. Also, no word yet on a cause of death. And Atlanta police say they're trying to determine why a man in his underwear climbed a fence at the airport and tried to force his way onto an airliner. Police say the 19-year-old was arrested on the tarmac at Hartsfield-Jackson International Tuesday, charged with criminal trespassing and public indecency. They say he jumped on the wing of a plane and started pounding on the windows. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
traffic stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently cloudy with a high near 77 today. There will be a chance of rain showers tonight before 11 p.m. with a temperature of around 67. Thursday, showers likely and possibly thunderstorms before 3 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. Temperature is going to be 66 tomorrow night, and it looks like it's going to be 85 tomorrow during the day. And Friday will be sunny with a high near 89. Saturday, high near 93. And Sunday, sunny also with a high near 94. It is currently 12:06.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. That means I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor and, of course, have my license to practice here in New Jersey. As you can see, I have a guest with me today. This is Stephen Roll, and yes, the last name is my husband. And hi, Steve. Welcome to Counselor's Chat.
Thank you. Welcome back,
I'll say.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here again. I always enjoy coming on.
Yeah, and Steve works with the VA. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am what's called the Veterans Outreach Program Specialist with the Bucks County Vet Center, located in Bristol, PA. My office is in Lower Bucks, so, you know, why am I in Hunterdon County? Well, because we live in Somerset, and Ruth does her show here in Hunterdon, so I'm doing it for her. But we do have an office in Trenton as well, so... but anyway, so I do outreach, which means I do things like this. I do radio programs. I do interviews. I do events. I will just try to spread the word about vet centers and behavioral health for veterans, combat veterans. And that's what I'm here. Trying to remove that stigma, as you said.
Steve also has his master's in counseling.
Yes.
And he's a licensed associate counselor. And also is nationally certified as a counselor. So isn't that fun, two counselors under one roof? But we really don't do much psychoanalyzing each other, I don't think.
Not much.
No, not much. I think my voice sounds... Does it, my voice sound hoarse? I think so.
A little bit of
allergies today. Anyway, so the reason I have Steve here is not only because he's my husband and I love him and he's a counselor also, but he, as he said, works for the VA, and it is National Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Awareness Month. And as many people know, that post-traumatic stress tends to be, I guess the main focus tends to be on our military, even though we will most likely talk of that it's not only military that have post-traumatic stress. So, Steve, maybe you could talk a little bit about what post-traumatic stress is and how, you know, what the VA does to help people.
Sure. Well, as you said, I mean, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, is not just a military disorder. First responders can have PTSD, and just about anyone who's experienced some form of trauma, even childhood trauma or a rape or a sexual assault of some sort, harassment or menacing, anything like that, you can have you can develop post-traumatic stress from that. Basically, the way it works is that after a traumatic event like that, just about anybody has a reaction to that. They'll be fearful of certain situations. They'll avoid certain situations. They will have be easily startled. All of the standard symptoms that you have. If those symptoms persist for a period of an extended period of time, and if they begin to decrease your quality of life, whereas you find that you're not able to leave the house, you find that that your feelings of dread and suspicion are not going away after a month or so, you could be developing PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder. So what we do with the VA is we do work with combat veterans. And we use basically the VA uses two therapies for that. It's cognitive processing therapy. And these are both cognitive behavioral therapies. Cognitive processing therapy, which is a program. It's a 12-week standardized program where you have, you know, week one you do X, week two you do Y, such and such. The other we use is called prolonged exposure, which is sometimes used like for people that have phobias. They'll do prolonged exposure for you will be exposed. Say somebody has fear of flying. They'll be exposed to an airplane gradually, and they'll sit in the seats, and then eventually they'll end up taking off. But this is you're being exposed to your fear. What happens in prolonged exposure with the VA is that you actually will recount to a counselor your experiences, whether you were in a Humvee that got blown up, or whether it was, you know, an IED, you know, on the side of the road, or you saw one of your buddies get hit, something like that, and that will be recreated. They're actually now doing what's called virtual reality prolonged exposure, where you have this whole virtual reality getup, the goggles.
So yeah, the goggles,
the goggles, right. and the headphones. Yeah, and you will observe an incident on a screen that reflects what happened to you. Basically, you'll see, and you're in a convoy, and you see the lead Humvee get blown up or hit by a rocket and propelled grenade or something like that. And then working with a counselor, you'll then re-experience that over and over and over and over again until it diminishes the trauma. That's the theory, and it works.
Well,
with some.
I'm going to say I would say that would be considered homeostasis. I know, big word, which basically means it's a human natural way of adaption.
Yes.
So it's like getting into the swimming pool. Mm-hmm. It's really cold. If I get out of it right away, I don't adapt.
Yep.
If I stay in the swimming pool,
Sure.
Then after a while, the pool right. doesn't change, but I adapt to it.
Right, you adapt to it.
Right, and that's what it, you know, exposure therapy is, right. is like. I've done it myself with my own fear of spiders. I can't say that I've ever fallen in love with spiders. I don't think that would happen.
No.
But I have a theory: if they're in my house, then I could kill them before I would freak out. So I can now, of course, still depending on the size. But I am definitely much better. Steve will attest. There had been times when if he was home and I was at my office and there was a spider, I'd call him to come and kill it.
This is true. This is true. And you don't do that anymore.
I don't do that anymore. Sometimes I have clients do it. Anyway, but I am. I have to say, I am much better.
Much better.
So. Now, does post-traumatic stress disorder just affect the person that has it, or does it also affect their family?
No, it's anything that affects one part of a family system affects everybody in the system. So it's the impact on the person that has PTSD that will impact on the family. The family experiences what they experience basically, or they wind up having to live their lives around for lack of a better word, I'm going to use the victim, their experiences. So if the person who has PTSD can't leave the house or is up all night, and then they wind up sleeping during the day off and on because they have this this hypervigilance that happens sometimes, especially with combat vets. And the family winds up adapting to that, as it were. But it's maladaption. It's not healthy. They tiptoe around the person. You avoid certain things, triggers for that person. You can't go out as a family.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go to fireworks displays. Like you're coming up on the 4th of July. This is a difficult time for people who do suffer with post-traumatic stress.
Sure.
Because especially somebody who's been in combat. Because, you know, the rocket's red glare is the rocket's red glare. It doesn't matter if it's an IED blowing up on the side of the road or a pyrotechnic in the sky.
Right.
It makes that sound, and you hear the sound, you smell the gunpowder, and it can trigger flashbacks
sure.
for these guys.
Sure.
But it has an effect on the family system. And we in the VA, especially in the vet centers, we also treat the family members for our soldiers and sailors and airmen, Marines that have post-traumatic stress. Because anything that happens to one member of the family basically happens to the family. Because if you subscribe to family system theory, which I absolutely do.
Me too.
It's all dynamic. You know, everything it's the butterfly effect, basically. You know, what happens over here affects what happens over there, and anything can affect it. So I'm getting in the weeds, but so we treat family members as well. Absolutely.
So I just want to kind of go through a list of symptoms. You mentioned some of them,
mm-hmm.
But I think people don't necessarily know what a lot of them are. So with post-traumatic stress, as you had said, at least 1 month after the trauma,
right.
and like you said, it can, you know, because you work with military, everyone you see has been affected, has had trauma through military experience.
Some sort of military experience, right.
But as you said, it can be rape, it can be incest, it can be your house robbed, it can be a bad car accident, it can be being stalked, having a crazy neighbor.
Yeah.
There's so many, being bullied at school. Mm-hmm. having verbal abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, right. Anything that is traumatic in any particular
sure.
way.
And to add, just to interject a little bit, to add on, the other group of people that we see besides combat veterans is anyone who has been a survivor of military sexual trauma.
Okay.
So again, most of our work at the vet centers is trauma based.
Yeah.
So that's
great.
I'm sorry.
So and as you said, at least 1 month after the trauma.
Yeah.
Now, post-traumatic stress is not something that gets healed. It's something that gets treated.
Right.
And I think there's this really important distinction between the two. So healing means you don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
Treatment means you gain coping skills. It's no longer quite as prominent in your life. However, it still can get triggered.
Right. And it's good to understand the difference between healing and coping.
Right.
Because, you know, some folks will go into therapy with an unreasonable expectation that, you know, I'm going to go into therapy and I'm going to be cured.
Right.
there is no real cure
no.
per se.
No.
But we do as therapists as we work very hard to do two things. To rewire, if you will, the way somebody thinks about their trauma, the way they experience it, and also to give them tools to use when they may experience another trigger, like driving per se, or something like that. So,
sorry.
You know, yeah, I turned mine off.
I'm bad. I forget.
It's okay. But yeah, so especially for the guys and gals that came back from Iraq and Afghanistan that were in Humvees or drivers, especially the roads, it's a whole different ball game
right.
out here than it was there, and so it's you see all sorts of different behaviors.
Sure. So we actually have to take a little commercial break. It's important that we have our sponsors be heard. So we'll be back in just a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host, and my guest, Stephen Roll. We're talking about post-traumatic stress, and we'll return in just a few moments.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908- 713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And one of the main reasons that I do Counselor's Chat is to help remove the stigma around mental health, encourage people to seek out counseling. You do not need to suffer. Anyway, we are here. I've got Steve Roll, my husband, who also works for the VA, and we're talking about post-traumatic stress. June is National Post-Traumatic Stress Awareness Month. So before the end of June, I wanted to make sure that we did talk about it. So as we had said, trauma, it's anything that's traumatic.
Anything that can create a trauma.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't, yeah. You know, we tend to just think of it as a military issue.
Right.
But it's, you know, if you grew up in an alcoholic home, if you, you know, were bullied at school,
right.
if you know, you've got, you know, if your house was robbed, if you have a really bad experience at work, if you've been in a bad car accident or any kind of life-threatening disease, even cancer can cause post-traumatic stress.
Or even witnessed a bad car accident.
Or even, yes.
It doesn't actually have had to have happened to you directly.
Yeah.
You can have witnessed it. And also, we get counselors ourselves. We get secondary trauma.
Secondary
listening
trauma.
Listening to some of the stories
that
some of our clients have.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard, having worked in the, you know, drug and alcohol field for years, I have heard stories that, you know, I'm never going to forget them. I don't think I've been traumatized by any of them, but I know a lot of, you know, I work with a lot of people that have been traumatized. So just some symptoms. Being easily startled.
Right.
So in other words, just somebody coming at you, you just, you know, when you're not aware of that person. And you just have that kind of reaction.
Right. Don't sneak up on somebody behind their back.
Yeah, PTSD. Exactly. Feeling tense or on edge, having difficulty sleeping, mm-hmm. having anger outbursts, trouble remembering key features can actually of the traumatic event.
Right.
So you can repress it. And I've had clients who have been sexually traumatized as children. They show all the symptoms. Sexual abuse, however, at the same time, they don't remember it. Negative thoughts about oneself or the world, distorted feelings of guilt or blame, a loss of interest in enjoyable activities.
Sense of impending doom.
Yep. Avoiding people, places, objects, events. So like you said, 4th of July. You know, there are a lot of people may not, you know, who have post-traumatic stress, especially through military, may not go to a fireworks display. And unbeknownst to a neighbor up the street who does their own little fireworks, boy, oh boy, can that really trigger somebody.
Sure can.
Avoiding thoughts or feelings that are related to the traumatic event. And as you said, flashbacks. In other words, a flashback is... The memory is so real, you almost feel like you're there. And even can even lose sort of the ability of being cognizant of your surroundings because of flashback. And so you said,
it's
like, patrolling the hallways and that kind of thing.
Right.
Having bad dreams, mm-hmm. Having frightening thoughts. A lot of times people, I think a good... A good example are police officers. Mm-hmm. They'll, if they have post-traumatic stress. Sure. They will definitely go to a restaurant or somewhere, make sure that their back is to the wall and they're out, they're looking. They're hyper-vigilant. They're patrolling
scanning the area. All the time.
Absolutely.
And I know a couple of guys who've related stories that were in Vietnam, and there was this one guy that I know who tells the story that he was driving and he got pulled over by a police. He was a retired cop himself, and he got pulled over by a police officer, and he said, "Did you realize you were driving 15 miles an hour down the middle of the road?" And he had absolutely no idea. He'd been, and the guy had been following him for like 10 minutes. And he had no idea. He was having a flashback to Vietnam. He was literally back there.
Right.
And something happened. He wasn't even sure what the trigger was, but something happened, and
it could be something. Right, it could there. Be something as
a smell.
Smell a song.
Yeah, song.
Yeah. So you know, and I do want to add that children also can have symptoms of post-traumatic stress.
Sure.
They may be wetting the bed, forgetting how to talk, acting out, doing scary things during playtime, and may become unusually clingy to their parents. Mm-hmm. So, one question that I have,
sure.
Has there been any indications or any studies that may suggest, because, you know, you've got people in the military who experience the same thing but don't have post-traumatic stress as a consequence.
Right.
Is there any relationship to maybe having coming into the military already traumatized by family issues?
Sure.
That may be exacerbated by an experience in the military?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the current the current studies in literature are showing that PTSD or trauma is cumulative, and so you get a lot of men and women will come into the military to, not a majority necessarily, but many will come into the military to escape from a horrible family situation, and so they've been beaten or they've been abused, either physically or emotionally even, and they have the trauma. They've been bullied at school. They've been whatever, and they'll join the military. And so then you go through the boot camp experience, which is difficult, and it's meant to be difficult. And then that can be traumatizing, and then so you have this whole series of traumatizing events that happen to you. To the point where once you're in combat and you experience this life or death, fight, flight kind of situation, someone could definitely have a more profound impact on them than it might on someone else.
Right.
So it's not to say that when any one person is stronger or weaker than the other or anything like that. It's just we are the total of our experiences. So if a lot of our experiences have been negative, and then you pile some more negative experiences on top of that, the traumas and whatnot, chances are you're more likely to get some post-traumatic stress.
So somebody might be, I'm going to say, set up in some ways.
Basically. I mean, that's just...
Just from their life experience.
Yeah, I'll throw a theorist out there. Bessel van der Kolk is one of the preeminent theorists now on post-traumatic stress, and he's written a book that was called "The Body Keeps the Score," his whole theory is that the body keeps the score, is that the things that happen to you. They don't go away. They just sort of they go in the file.
Yeah.
And then eventually the file gets full.
I saw it on Facebook, or I don't exactly remember where, someone's description about coping with grief, mm-hmm. which was, I'm going to say, a similar thing, which they drew a picture, you know, like all, sorry, people, all these squiggly lines. And that's grief. And that was sort of like, this just happened.
Right.
And the grief doesn't disappear. But
right.
What happens is life grows around it. Time doesn't heal it. It's just that your life grows around it. And there can be instances where something goes on, like, you know, like a birthday of a loved one that's mm-hmm. passed. And it can re-trigger that,
sure.
you know, that grief.
Yeah.
So
makes sense.
Yeah. So I think it's you know, just similar. Also, I understand with post-traumatic stress that it actually changes the brain.
Brain chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have, and that's one of the that's one of the goals of counseling is to, and cognitive behavioral counseling is to by restructuring the way you perceive an event, the way you think about an event, and the way you think about things that have happened to you. It actually rewires the synapses in your brain, so it changes, because the trauma will create a whole new neural pathways. The idea is to abandon those pathways and try to develop more healthier pathways for the brain, rather than you know every time I'm in the car and somebody cuts me off, I get this rage, this uncontrollable rage, because it just triggers something in me. So part of what we do is we'll try to rewire that. Try to say, well, how else could you react to that situation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like, you know, it sounds trivial, but things like counting to 10. When you're feeling, you know, overwhelming anger, it helps, because a lot of acting out is in the moment.
Right.
And so, you know, when you put that distance between the event and the act, it diminishes. It'll diminish that act.
Well, that's I share that with my clients quite often. It's the difference between reacting and responding.
Right.
You know, and so
yeah.
I'll say, you know, our first responders, these are people that practice, you know, how to put out a fire, how to handle a, you know, a situation, a crisis. And so they're practiced in how to handle it. So they're not reacting and running around like the Keystone Cops, which sometimes is what we do, because we are not good at responding.
Right.
And so what I'm hearing you say is that it's about teaching people how to respond to the trigger rather than react to
it. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So are there, I'm just curious, co-occurring?
Sure.
Yes.
Well, yeah, co-occurring illnesses or mental, well, illnesses, yes. A lot of times with post-traumatic stress, you will have substance abuse. It becomes people will self-medicate. So they use alcohol or drugs or other addictive behaviors. Shopping, sex, eating,
gambling, right.
Any kind of addictive behavior, because it becomes, it does. I think, personally, it does two things. One is it distracts you from the thoughts, and the other is that it soothes you.
Right.
But the repetitiveness of it, or if you drink enough, you just pass out and you don't feel anything anymore. And so that's, you know, a lot of guys and gals that have post-traumatic stress will have substance, especially substance use.
Mm-hmm.
The gambling and those things are a little less common. The substance use, the drugs and alcohol.
And what about other co-occurring things like anxiety, depression?
Anxiety and depression are always part of it. Anxiety, depression, anger issues. We'll also get traumatic brain injury. Can be not necessarily a co-occurring mental disorder, but it can be the post-traumatic stress can come from a traumatic brain injury. And anytime the traumatic brain injury is, it can be a simple concussion to actually being blown up and having your head split open or something like that. And it sounds gross, but that's, you know, these are the kinds of battlefield injuries that that a soldier will sustain. And the thing now is that so many of our soldiers and I use soldiers generically, are surviving things that would have killed somebody in even as recently as Vietnam. The amputations, the severe head traumas, and so it's we're seeing a lot of that. So you get the TBIs will create some post-traumatic stress. So it's sort of the other way around. In this case, it's not really a co-occurring disorder.
Right.
It's a precipitating event.
I have had a number of clients who have had traumatic experiences, and their co-occurring issue is actually obsessive-compulsive disorder, which you know, which makes
it's
a lot.
It's an anxiety disorder.
It's an anxiety disorder, which you know makes a lot of sense. You know, now they're doing something, you know, in an obsessive compulsive manner because it is self soothing.
Sure.
You know,
well,
so I feel so much better after washing my hands 50 times.
In some ways, gambling is an obsessive compulsive disorder, especially if your game is slots. Because you just sit in front of the machine, you just keep hitting the button, hit the button, hit the button, hit the button. It's very compulsive.
Right. So I have to do some more commercials, and I will be back. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat with Stephen Roll, who is my guest here from the Bristol Counseling Center, part of the VA. So I'll be back in just a few moments.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirrol, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor, master's in counseling, nationally certified, and I do have a private practice here in Flemington. If anyone is interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolcounselor.net. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor, O-R.net. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you're interested in making an appointment, I do my best not to keep a waiting list. And I deal with just about any kind of mental health issue that you might be struggling with. Also, please go onto Facebook and follow me under Counselor's Chat so that you can see some of the past shows that I've done and just keep up to date with the shows that I'm going to be doing in the future. In addition, you can also follow me on LinkedIn under Ruth Altamirrol, and would love to see you there also. So today I have a guest, Stephen Roll, is my husband. He also works for the VA, and we've been talking about post-traumatic stress as it's National Post-Traumatic Stress Awareness Month. He's got a little bit of information that he brought with him. And, excuse me, maybe you can tell people how they can get in contact with the VA. I know you said that you're in Bristol. You don't really take – your area is not here, but maybe you can share some of that.
Sure. Well, there are a couple of different websites that people can go to if they're interested in more information on different programs. There's the general VA website, which is www.va.gov, G-O-V. And specifically for vet centers, and just to recap what vet centers do, we are behavioral health counseling centers for war zone veterans and their families, and any survivors of military sexual trauma. So those are our two primary missions. we also will see anyone who's handled human remains. If someone is in the Air Force and they worked at, say, Dover Air Force Base or Landstuhl in Germany, where casualties will come in, whether it's soldiers and Marines that are killed in action or whether it's the wounded as well, they are also eligible for our services, as well as drone operators that are in support of combat operations. Another website is the Vet Center specific website, which is www.vetcenter.va.gov.
Say that again.
Sure. www.vetcenter, all one word, vetcenter.va.gov, G-O-V. We're talking about post-traumatic stress or PTSD today. There is the National Center for Post-Traumatic Stress, which is operated by the VA out in Palo Alto, California. And the website for PTSD-specific information is www.ptsd.va.gov. It's all va.gov. Also, even on smartphones and on iPhones, we have apps that are available for people to download. This is just a little information card about the app. It's a PTSD. This one happens to be a PTSD coach, but there are also mindfulness coaches, and earlier we talked about the different therapies that we use. There's a PE coach. There's a cognitive behavioral therapy coach. There's a cognitive processing therapy coach. So there's a whole bunch of different applications that have been created for iPhones and smartphones for people to use just to help to augment their therapy.
Yeah, the thing that's I'm going to say is, which is, again, why I do counselors chat, is to help remove the stigma. Because,
right.
You know, there really is so much available.
Yes.
for people who are struggling.
Right.
And, you know, your post-traumatic stress doesn't need to be severe.
No.
It doesn't need to be severe.
No.
It just, have the startle response or find that you're,
sure.
You know, extra irritable. You may not be plagued with flashbacks and you know, night terrors and those kinds of
right.
things.
Right.
But it's still something that can be affecting your life.
Sure. Anything that diminishes your quality of life
yeah.
is a problem.
Yeah.
You know, people have, you go to the doctor if you have back pain.
Right.
You know, that diminishes your quality of life, and you go and you treat it.
Right.
But people are reluctant to go to a doctor anytime they have emotional pain.
Right.
Well, not any, you know, if it becomes, gets to a point where you're having difficulty coping.
Right.
So, and the vet centers for us, is our main, the limiter, if you will, is that it's someone that has to be either combat vet or experienced military sexual trauma. But people that come to us don't necessarily have to, you don't have to have full-blown post-traumatic stress. Or even any kind of major depressive disorders or anxiety disorders or anything like that. If you just, you know, sometimes if people, you know, veterans or active duty military, they just need to talk to somebody who speaks the same language that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with active duty, is that, because we can see them as well, somebody that's outside of their chain of command, because that's a problem for some of these guys. Is that
what do you mean by speak the same language? I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, we understand, we speak military. 75% of vet center employees are veterans themselves. About 60% of all vet center counselors are veterans themselves, and many of whom were in the medical services. You know, the counselors are in the medical services in the military, so many of them were counselors themselves already in the military. And you know, when they got out, when they retired or whatever, now they have their license in whatever state, and so they're working now for vet centers, counseling other vets. It's a way to continue to give back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how I look at it.
Right. Yeah. No, that's true. So, if you are struggling, if you're noticing that you've got some of these symptoms, you know, you can reach out for help, call a counselor. If you're a veteran or, like you said, currently in the military, you can, right. You can reach out to a vet center, or talk with your doctor. Are there any drug therapies that are useful?
I'm not that familiar with the pharmacology,
mm-hmm.
to be honest, because we don't do that at the vet centers.
Okay.
We're strictly talk therapy. There are some things out there that are being used, or other things that have been tested and have been found to be minimally effective. And so the most effective thing, well, for depression, you have your antidepressants,
right.
And anxiety, you have your anti-anxiety medications, Xanax and what have you. Sure. So there's those kinds of things. PTSD doesn't seem to respond that well to, the PTSD itself,
mm-hmm.
You know, the symptoms don't seem to respond that well to meds.
Okay.
The associated depression and anxiety, that's a different story.
Okay.
But if that's what you're having, but it's really the talk therapy that's the most effective.
What about the EMDR? That's that eye movement.
Mm-hmm. It's used.
Mm-hmm.
It's not used consistently in all the. It is. One of the therapies that is used in some VA facilities. It's not used in all VA facilities, and it tends to be more in the hospitals than in the vet centers. In the vet centers, we pretty much just use cognitive processing, or just strict,
okay.
or just straight cognitive behavioral. There's no time limits on our services.
I see. That's a good thing to know.
So we can, you know, somebody can come in and they can come in every week for the rest of their lives. Frankly,
yeah.
I mean, we'd hope for that not to be the case, but that you know, they have that capability. There's no expiration of our services.
And you had mentioned something, not here, at home,
sure.
a 12-week program,
right,
that people go through.
That's a cognitive processing,
okay,
therapy. It's a 12. I don't want to use the word 12 step, and it's not steps, but they are. It's
sessions.
12 specific sessions that deal with specific subjects.
Okay.
It's a program, basically.
But cognitive.
It's cognitive processing therapy is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
It does fall into the cognitive behavioral, there, the CBT window or the CBT. I guess it's window. Umbrella. That's really the word I was looking for, not window. I don't know where that came from. But so cognitive processing therapy is just an offshoot of cognitive behavioral. It's more structured than cognitive behavioral. And cognitive behavior, and if after 12 weeks a client feels that they still need further counseling, then just go with it.
And that can just, as
long as they need counseling.
And, you know, I think one of the things, too, that's really important to recognize about cognitive therapies is that it really is about the way you think about something.
Right.
So it's changing beliefs, the behavior, so cognitive behavior, learning, like you said, you know, learning how to count to 10 when there's something going on, you know, just one simple, right, one simple little tool, but there are many tools, you know, looking at, and I would think also part of it is, you know, grieving the loss, you know, so going through that grieving process.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So there's many layers to it, and it really
guilt,
is. Yeah,
shame.
Yeah, survivor guilt must. Mm-hmm. That's got to be part of it. And the other thing too, you know, you mentioned exposure therapy, being exposed to it. Talking about it is also exposing yourself to it.
Sure.
So talk, you know, and I've had clients where we would go over, you know, well, tell me what happened.
Yeah,
what was the person wearing? You know, where were you? What was going on? What was your reaction? You know, so I have them go over it. Sometimes they say, let's draw pictures about it. Let's write a letter to the person that's assaulted you. We just keep processing until, you know, and generally, I would say to people, you know, when people say, well, how do I know I'm getting better? Well, you know what? It's not dominating your life anymore.
Right.
And you can and you can talk about it without getting very anxious. You know, doesn't mean it can't get triggered.
Sure.
It's just now you go, that's my post-traumatic stress. I know what that is. I may need to take a little extra care of myself.
Yeah. Again, like we said earlier, it's not. There's no real cure for it.
No.
It's a question of learning the tools, learning the putting the tools in your toolbox and learning how to use them.
So again, if people are interested in getting in touch with the VA,
Either www.vetcenter.va.gov for anything information about the vet centers nationwide. There are 300 vet centers nationwide and in every territory in the country, like Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Marianas, all that. So in the islands as well. So there's that. There's the PTSD, National PTSD Center, www.ptsd.va.gov, or just the general VA website, www.va.gov.
So thank you, Steve. I really enjoyed having you here.
Thank
I'm sure
it's a
you'll
pleasure.
You'll come back again.
I will.
And I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. Again, please follow me on Facebook on Counselors Chat, and I will be back. No, I will not. It'll be 4th of July. Have a happy 4th of July, safe and sober. I wish you all good mental health. See you in a couple of weeks. Bye.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma.
Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC.